Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional NFL quarterback to call in and talk about the sport that he loves, he or she loves the most. We talk about a lot of football on this show. So we cover a lot of NFL topics. Again, we talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show mainly, but however, it is opening day for Major League Baseball. We talk about pie eating contests, dog racing, horse racing, camel racing, mud wrestling, boxing, UFC, bare knuckle boxing, WWE, whatever the case may be. We also cover some entertainment topics. So we do a lot of sports and entertainment on this show. We're broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBSC. That's WBEST in Chula Vista, California. And the time on deck is 8.04 a.m. And it is a high surf advisory today here in San Diego. Kind of cloudy day, probably getting a little bit of rain. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers. So out here in San Diego, be safe going out to dinner and all that stuff because it is going to be probably a rainy day. I think we got about 30%, 40% chance of rain throughout the day, and it is kind of cool out today, so bundle up. They say we're going to be having weather, cool weather today. I put it like that. The highest it probably going to get in like the mid-50s, and the lows will be in the 40s, so That's for you that's in San Diego. But anyway, again, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there across the world, whoever celebrates Valentine's Day. I can't remember if Valentine's Day is just an American holiday or is it also a global holiday. So I have to do some more research on that for my own personal knowledge. But anyway, again, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. All right. Topic for today is Major League Baseball spring training camps open. The host of the Bay Pro Armchair Quarterbacks will go on to support their love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered but not limited to will be spring training for Major League Baseball, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, the Dallas Mavericks and scores, and breaking news from NFL, NBA, NHL, and NCAA men's and women's top 25 basketball. Yeah, so at the end of the day, yeah, it's all said and done. I mean, football season is over with. Congratulations, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes for their great performance they put on the other night. Wanted to say congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs. How about them Chiefs? So, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs pulled it off. They're saying across the monitor, is Patrick Mahomes the top five quarterback of all time? Yes, he is. And I'm not just being biased because, like I said, Patrick Mahomes' agent, which is Lee Steinberg, I got my certifications for sports business from Lee Steinberg, Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. So I'm not trying to be biased, but because I got my certification, I always try to roll with the athletes that they represent, like Tua Tagovailoa and Jerry Jeudy, right along with Patrick Mahomes. So I'm not being biased about saying he's the top five quarterback of all times in his young, I think he's just 27 years old. He's the top five quarterback, guys. I mean, that's just the bottom line. He's the top five quarterback and top five talent. This guy can make magic happen. I mean, just the fact that he had a high ankle sprain, got hurt in the game, could have tapped out, came back in and actually ran a big first down to get him downfield, and you know, under pressure, he broke through the line. You know, they was trying to get him down, trying to hurt him again, I'm quite sure, trying to get him out of the game. But, I mean, he bust through the line with a big run, and he was able to, you know, come out with another win. Shout-out to Jalen Hurts, you know. Shout-out to Jalen Hurts. He played a hell of a game as well. Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, they're gonna be on each other's radar for some time, right along with Joe Burrow. So, right now, I got – top three quarterbacks in the NFL. Well, I'll just say top four because I don't want to leave out Josh Allen. I'll just say right now, number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Jalen Hurts. Number three, Joe Burrow. And number four, Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills. Those are my top four quarterbacks, three in the AFC, one in the NFC. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts played a hell of a game the other night. Doesn't have anything to hang his head about, you know. He played a hell of a game. I mean, when I say that game was winnable for the Philadelphia Eagles, it was winnable for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that, you know, just commenting on it, and I apologize to you guys for not being at work yesterday. I apologize if anybody tuned in to hear me live. I apologize. It was just one of those days where I was trying to get to the monitor, wasn't feeling my greatest after a long day preparing for the Super Bowl and enjoying the Super Bowl. I dogged it a little bit yesterday, and I apologize, but I took a personal day. But you know, when you're the boss of your company, you can every now and then dog one to take a personal day. But again, that's why you need to have staff working with you. But if I had my news desk interns and everything, they'd love to cover a day like yesterday, actual post Super Bowl Sunday. They'd actually love covering that. In entertainment news, of course, everybody already know, you know, we had a great halftime show with Rihanna. She hadn't performed in several years, but she announced to the world at the Super Bowl that she was having a baby, all that good stuff. And congratulations to her and her partner, A$AP Rocky. I believe it's A$AP Rocky. If I'm wrong, please call in and correct me at 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687. But that's a little bit of entertainment news for you about Rihanna. Congratulations on her pregnancy with her second child, if I'm correct. And I think both children are with A$AP Rocky, if I'm correct. But anyway, however, congratulations to both of them. And I guess we'll be stay tuned on
what they have, girl or boy, in further days to come. But she put on a great halftime performance. I really enjoyed the Super Bowl, the singing of the Black National Anthem. They recognized that being Black History Month, recognized the African-American community out there in Glendale, Arizona at the Super Bowl, recognized us with lift their voice and sing the Black National Anthem. And it was performed very well by, the very talented, very decorated actress, Cheryl Lee Ralph. I believe she's more than likely won a couple Oscars, couple Emmys, and anything that has to do with acting, Golden Globes. I think she's decorated in all of those categories I just named. She did a great job with lifting her voice and singing. And then we also were celebrating yesterday on TV the young lady that actually was translating for the deaf community. She done a great job translating for the deaf community in these performances, even in Rihanna's performance. And she was performing, not just translating, she was actually performing in the halftime show for the deaf community. So that was great. It was awesome. So congratulations and big up to her. I don't have her name, but she was on the news, national news yesterday, based on the performance that she did right along with Rihanna for the deaf community. So the Super Bowl show was great. I enjoyed it, but my favorite Super Bowl show, I have to be honest with you, is last year's Super Bowl, which was with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, basically all those guys, Death Row, Interscope, all those guys, Aftermath. That was the greatest halftime show that I would say that I've ever seen. Right up under there would be Bruno Mars. Right up under there would be the great Beyonce. Those are my number one, two, three, four, what I would consider the eras of the 2000s. Back in the 90s, early 90s, we had Michael Jackson, we had Prince. Of course, they always going to rank up there amongst the greatest of all times. But I'll say my top three in the 2000s, I don't want to say of all time, but say top three in the 2000s were Dr. Dre, Bruno Mars, Beyonce. Those are my top three. Excuse me. Sorry, people, I had a little allergy sneeze there. I apologize for sneezing on mic, but I couldn't help it. Yeah, but with that being said, we had a great halftime show at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Again, my apologies again for not chiming in yesterday, getting on there, but the late night dog just wasn't feeling it, and I have to get on here and give my best performance to, make sure I'm doing my job the right way. So I was a little under the weather, not really feeling that great after a late night of Super Bowling, but, I'll get better. I try not to do that again next time after a big championship event. But right now they're saying the Kansas City Chiefs are in Disneyland, or they went to Disneyland yesterday, but I think today they're doing their parade in Kansas City, Missouri right now. So they're doing their big parade. I saw them getting off the plane, so I guess they already went to Disneyland. I think they usually go to Disneyland right after the game. They'll shoot off and go to Disneyland and hang out, and then get back on the plane and go home and do their celebration. So in Kansas City, Missouri, they're doing their big celebration out there. I'm quite sure one of my old colleagues in my network for basketball out there, DeMarcus Weeks, he's probably out there partying with Kansas City. DeMarcus Weeks, he's probably out there doing this thing. He's a big KC sports fan. That's where he's from. If he's not in the Philippines, I'm quite sure he's out there partying with all the people up in Kansas City, Missouri. I had one of my guest callers that called in one time, said his wife was a Philadelphia Eagles fan and he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I kind of wonder how that turned out for them. Super Bowl. Post-Super Bowl, because his team won, and he told me he's going to be careful gloating if Kansas City won, because his wife's a Philadelphia fan. So I said, yeah, be careful with that, man, because you might not get dinner for a week. So You know, I wonder how that turned out. If you're out there listening, definitely tune in and let me know how that went at 515-602-9687. And I believe he was from the Kansas City, Missouri area. So definitely, man, if you know who I'm talking about, if this hits you, give me a call and tell me how things going in the household. Hopefully you still getting dinner. But anyway, yeah, that's what's going on the monitor today. Everybody's still kind of talking about kind of trying to rank Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, trying to rank him, trying to see if he's the best quarterback of all time. Does he rank up there with Joe Montana, Tom Brady, and all this? And the fact of the matter is, yeah, he doing it. And the thing about it, he just has a lot of years left. If he's blessed to stay healthy, the good Lord stay the same, keep him in the land of the living, and he stays healthy, he got a long way to go and a lot of records he can set. I mean, this young man can keep getting better. He's already good at a young age, and he can just keep getting better. So that's what we have to keep in mind, that he still got a lot of time to improve on being the greatest. He's going to be around if everything works out for him the way. I'm quite sure he wants it to work. You know, he can pretty much write his own ticket to fame. He can write his own ticket. This young man has talent. He can write his own ticket. And he's got a lot of years to entertain us. And I'm excited to see what he does. I mean, because he's magic. Magic Mahomes. That's what they call him. That's what his nickname is, Magic Mahomes. Because he can do magic out there on that football field. I mean, no matter what the Eagles came with, no matter what Jalen Hurts came with, he came back and he fought back and answered it. And like I said, that Jalen Hurts has nothing to be ashamed about. I believe he ended up with 4 touchdowns. He ran in 3 of them himself and threw one. So, I mean, it's he don't have nothing to hold his head down about, neither does the Philadelphia Eagles. It was just one of them games where somebody was going to lose. Somebody was going to lose. And sometimes the great ones that play each other, when the great ones play each other, sometimes one of the great ones says no to the other one. Well, a lot of times in a case like this, one of the great ones are going to say no to the other great one. You had 2 great quarterbacks on there. I put Jalen Hurts up there. One of the guys, when the great ones say no, it's no. And Jalen Hurts tried to say no, but then Patrick Mahomes came back and said, no, it's no, this is mine. I've been here before. This is your first time. You're going to have to work your way back. I need this one. I need to have 2 chips. I need to have 2 chips moving forward. You can get yours next time. So Patrick Mahomes said no to Jalen Hurts. He said, no, it's mine. He fought back. He told Jalen Hurts no. He told the Kansas City Chiefs, told the Philadelphia Eagles, no, you guys can't soar today. You guys can't fly today. The Chiefs said no. Patrick Mahomes said no. Across the monitor, they got some former NFL general manager compares Bryce Young to Patrick Mahomes. Does the Young-Mahomes comparison make sense to you? No, not at all. Bryce Young is very small, very small. He's probably going to wind up becoming a slot wide receiver in the NFL. I hate to say that for the young man, but I think he has the body type of a slot wide receiver in the National Football League. I think that's what he's going to wind up playing. And because he's a quarterback, he knows the routes of the wide receiver. He can make a lot of money in the NFL, but he's just going to be one of those undersized quarterbacks. And he's very small. Like if you look at, who was it, Keenan Reynolds for Navy. Back in the day, Keenan Reynolds for the Navy was a powerhouse. I think he got in camp with the Baltimore Ravens, made the practice squad and all this stuff. But the problem was Keenan Reynolds was probably just too small. When you got quarterbacks like who? Josh Allen, you know, 6'5", 200-something pounds, these big, strong quarterbacks. And then you also got the smaller ones like a Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. But the thing about Kyler Murray, his speed, he got blazing speed. Bryce Young, I believe he can run it like Kyler Murray, probably not as fast, but he's just a little slender body. He kind of reminds me of Devontae Smith for the Eagles. He kind of reminds me of a body type like that, very undersized. But again, what is Devontae Smith playing?
slot wide receiver. And I thought that he wasn't going to be able to play that, but because he's so small. And I was questioning his ability to block and stuff like that. But he's doing it. And I just see Bryce Young, he'll get his chance at playing quarterback, but I think he's going to make his money at the slot wide receiver position. And they'll probably have him in practice with the practice squad throwing some balls just in case they need that third or fourth quarterback to come in. I think he'll get his reps because, I mean, he is a Heisman Trophy winner. He won the Heisman Trophy, what was it, last year? Stetson Bennett won it this year, but I think he won the Heisman Trophy last year, well-deserved. But I just see him, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, but you can call in and debate me at 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687. Call in and debate me on that. I just really feel like that Bryce Young is going to be a slot wide receiver in the NFL. He'll be going to camp, in the summertime, and we'll see how it all plays out. He'll get his snaps in preseason, and he could surprise me and a lot of people. But I just know this is an era where I know that people want big quarterbacks. Big quarterbacks that can stand and stay in the pocket, like Ben Roethlisberger used to do, or have the cerebral ability like Tom Brady. Tom wasn't a scrambler. Tom stays back there. He depended on his offensive line and him getting the ball out quickly. He could process and get the ball out quickly, but he stayed in the pocket. A lot of these little small quarterbacks like a Bryce Young, it's hard for him to do. The only one that I really seen do it just actually stayed in the pocket and did it very well as a smaller player was Drew Brees. Drew Brees was short. I would always question, why don't you use your legs and run more? But it just wasn't his game. He probably could have took off sometime. But he was a cerebral guy, went through all the checks downs. Drew Brees made the right reads and got the ball out. And that was his game. So, you can't knock a guy for that. I mean, he decided to stay in the pocket and play the game that way. I see Bryce Young as being one of those guys to where it's like, he's going to probably have to rely on his legs because I don't think he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be able to stay in the pocket. Because as soon as the offensive line breaks down, and 9 times out of 10, he's going to be going to a team that ain't that good. I see him going to the Colts. They need a quarterback. I see him going to the Colts. I don't want to see him in New Orleans because he's too small for what I see New Orleans trying to be. He's too small. And I hate when they have to convert these quarterbacks into wide receivers if they weren't playing wide receiver in college. But it happens. I mean, I look at Julian Edelman. I believe Julian Edelman was a quarterback at Kent State, if I'm correct. And they converted him to a wide receiver when he got to the Patriots. But, in some packages, they could use him as a quarterback, if I'm correct. But if you'd like to call in and debate me, just call in to 515-602-9687 and debate me on this. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers & Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stokers & Beer Radio Show. Our topic for today is Major League Baseball spring training camps open. The hosts will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience, meaning you. Topics covered but not limited to will be spring training for Major League Baseball, Kansas City Chiefs, which we just covered, Patrick Mahomes, which we just covered, Jalen Hurts, which we just covered, Dallas Mavericks, and scores and breaking news from NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA men's and women's top 25 basketball. Speaking of the Dallas Mavericks, yesterday Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they fell short to the Minnesota Timberwolves by 3 points. I guess they couldn't decide who was going to take the last shot at the end of the game. They're still trying to get their chemistry going through that LeBron James, Dwayne Wade thing when LeBron James went over to the Miami Heat. And they was just trying to figure out whose team is it. And Dwayne Wade had to have that conversation with LeBron and say, hey, man, it's your time. This is your team. You take the final shot. You run the offense. Everything runs through you. I'm here for support. We'll get back into that some more. But Some other news, Pelicans say Zion suffered a setback while rehabbing right hamstring strain. How much can the Pelicans rely on Zion going forward? Say Pelicans say Zion suffered a setback while rehabbing right hamstring strain. Well, I'll put it to you like this here. That upsets me because I feel like I'm happy it's just a hamstring strain, and eventually that'll heal up. It's not like a tendon or a bone or something like that that takes a long time to heal. It's a hamstring, so he's going to have to keep rehabbing. But I don't know why this young man is always plagued with energy. Injuries. I don't know why he's always plagued with injuries, excuse me. But the thing about Zion is that I feel like he lost a lot of weight, came back in shape, was playing awesome. You know, he's just probably going to be one of those players that deal with a lot of injury. You know, he's just probably going to be one of those players that deals with a lot of injury. The NBA, they have 82 games, 81, 82 games, something like that. Somewhere up in there, call in and correct me. I think they have 81 or 82 games, maybe 84. But Zion probably just going to be one of those players where you can't play him until after the All-Star break. I'm sorry. You may just have to concede to that he probably don't need to play maybe the first 2 weeks, then sit him down to the All-Star break, rest him up. Because he plays so hard and so explosive, I don't know, but he was having a great season. He's just going to probably be one of the players like Anthony Davis, like AD, just, you know, always hurt, little nagging injuries. But all our bodies are made different. And everybody know that I love anything Louisiana sports and all things San Diego. And the New Orleans Pelicans are in Louisiana. And so, you know, I just hate to hear this news because I was just checking currently. I think that we're 2 games above 500. Thank God we got Ing back. We got Brandon Ingram back in New Orleans. Thank God for that. I think we still got Herb Jones, got Alvarado, got C.J. McCollum. So I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right. But it's just Zion is easily a guy that can put up 38, 40 points a game if you feed him. And now he's out with that hamstring injury. So I just say rest him up until we get closer to the playoffs. He's going to have to do it that way. Rest him up till we get closer to the playoffs. He's definitely a player that while he's still young, we need him around. I know, in my opinion, it'll start to be trade talk swirling around, like, okay, can we get some for him, unload him? But he's still young. I say keep him. You got to give him 4 seasons. You got to give him 4 seasons at least. I say 4 to 6 seasons. After 6 seasons, if production is still limited, yeah, you can get some for him. But keep him around and let him develop for at least 6 seasons. And then if he doesn't pan out, just get something for him. But as far as trading him or anything like that right now, any of that type of stuff, no. You just got to know how to use this type of player. He's probably going to have to figure out another diet to help him heal, to help him stay stronger. I don't know. But, I think it'll work itself out. But he just could be one of these players that's just going to stay injured all the time. He could just be that type of player. But that's what they got coming across the monitor right now. But back to the Dallas Mavericks. Back to the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving's chemistry. They were showing that the Dallas Mavericks, when the ball was in Kyrie Irving's hand at the last seconds or whatever, I didn't see the game, but Kyrie had the ball. Luka might have had the ball first, pass it off to Kyrie. Kyrie tried to pass it back over to Luka and wound up turning the ball over. I guess he was trying to go ahead and let Luka take that last shot. You know, like I said, going through that Dwayne Wade, LeBron James first year follies, trying to figure out, you know, I don't want to, you know, this Dwayne Wade team. I'm coming over here. I don't want to just step on his toes. I'm quite sure that's what LeBron James was feeling at some point. And I get it, you know, Dwayne Wade had already won a championship. At that time, LeBron James had not. Dwayne Wade was already a champion and really could have won 2 championships, I feel like, if Shaq didn't get hurt that second year. Him and Shaq won. A lot of people forget that. Shaq won a title with Dwayne Wade in Miami when he got traded. The year he got traded, I believe he went over there and won a championship.
big man with a good guard. So they won one, but then when LeBron James came through, I think he probably was looking at Dwayne Wade like, well, you got the experience, you got the chip, let me defer to you. But then Dwayne Wade had to tell him, no, man, that ain't how it's going to work. It's your time now. You got the right team. It's your time. Step up and be the king. Step up and be the king. And that's what happened. And I think they came out of there, that tandem won two or three chips. I believe Miami Heat probably won two of them. I know they won at least two, but I think they might have won three. But if you'd like to call and correct me, again, call in to 515-602-9687 because I like to be correct on my show, and I don't know everything. So, you know, I'm not a stats guy, so and all a data analytics guy, a stats guy. I'm not that kind of guy. So if you're a sports fan and you love stats, analytics, data, then you can help me make all my information factual, numerically factual, then call into the show, 515-602-9687. With that being said, we're going to get off into a music mix real quick, and we'll be back with some scores and everything. We'll be covering scores and breaking news from NFL, NBA, NHL, and NCAA men's and women's top 25 basketball when we come back. Stand by.
Those of you just tuning in, our topic for today is Major League Baseball spring training camp is open. If you'd like to call in, area code 515-602-9687 and talk about your favorite baseball team and what trades y'all made in the offseason, things that transpired that'll benefit your team during the winter meetings. What international trades you guys made and everything like that, and how you think spring training is going to go for your favorite team. If you'd like to call in and talk about that, please call in 515-602-9687. At the same time, I believe the first games that's going to be played
well, definitely for my Padres. I believe they said we're going to play our first game against the Colorado Rockies, I think, on the 24th of February. February 24th is the first spring scrimmage, spring game. So I think we're in the Cactus League. I believe we're in the Cactus or the Grapefruit League. I believe we're in the Cactus League, but you can call in and correct me on that if you like. But yeah, it's here. Baseball is back. Football is over. Baseball is back. All across the monitor for football, they're still just talking about comparing Patrick Mahomes to every quarterback they can compare him to that was considered a great. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Steve Young, whoever has been considered a great quarterback, John Elway. They're trying to compare Patrick Mahomes to any great quarterback and saying, is he going to be the next legend, the next this? Well, like I said, even at a young age, he's already up there on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, even at 27 years of age. I mean, and he's got a long, long way to go. If he can stay healthy and keep capitalizing or keep his passion for the game. You know, this guy, you know, sometimes when you're young and you have success as a young guy, sometimes you just get tired of it, especially when you're talking about a game like football to where you got to, when you're dealing with a whole lot of collision in these full contact collision sports. Sometimes when you see success at a young age, you kind of like step away from it and just say, hey, I'm done. I'm going to get out while I can, get out while I'm healthy, get out while I got all my marbles and go into TV or something. Or going to coaching, I don't know. But this young man, he's young, he's rich. He's going to continue to get richer, you know, all that good stuff. As far as spring football goes, we got Saturday and Sunday. We got the XFL is back. XFL, last week they cut down to their 51-man roster. They'll be back. So NFL is over with, but football is still here. Spring football will be in full swing on Saturday and Sunday. So tune in for your local networks and everything like that to get your to get the times of the games and everything that's flashing across the monitor, though, that the XFL is coming. And then after that, the USFL will be back, I believe, April the 15th. They'll be going to camp in about another month in March. I got one player in the USFL going into camp, so good luck to him. That's Jeff the Jeckham. You can find him on Twitter at Hefe. That's at J-E-F-E apostrophe, at Hefe. Or at Jeffe. I got to ask him how did he pronounce that. But anyway, Jeffy Jeckham, he'll be going into camp with the Memphis Showboats. He'll be going into camp with them as a athlete. So we'll see what happens. I think he's going to be a DB / athlete, or else just straight athlete, because he can play on both sides of the ball and special teams coming out of Army West Point. So I'm excited for him in his spring football opportunity, excited to see him get on TV. I don't have any players currently in the XFL this time. However, I've had them the last time. I've had players in the XFL last time for the DC Defenders, and one was with the Houston Renegades on the Team 9 practice squad that was out there with practicing with the Houston Renegades. So I've had guys there. So when it comes down to spring football, that's what I specialize in. I've gotten multiple guys worked out by the Arena Football League when they was here, and they're going to be set to relaunch in 2024. AFL, I call it Arena 1, the highest level of arena / indoor football. Although it's not indoor football, but I just say as far as football that's played inside in an arena, the AFL is ranked number one. They have the most experienced guys. Most of those guys have been NFL camp cuts and Canadian Football League camp cuts, trying to make their way back, and they pay well for that level. Last time I checked, it was about $1,100 a game. You know, so that's a nice little chunk of change for a 16 game season. If you can make a little over $1,000 a game for 16 weeks, excuse me, people, that's pretty decent money. So Hopefully I can establish a relationship there with some teams like I did the last time when the Albany Empire was at that level. I got multiple guys, several guys, three-day workouts. Go to my Twitter page. I had two of them commenting on it. One was a DB, one was a linebacker slash defensive end. Commenting on that post that I put out about 2 weeks ago. So I'm telling you to go to my post on Twitter, at Ferrand Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all two words all together, at Ferrand Sports. And you'll see my comments about getting guys three-day workouts the year that the Albany Empire in under the AFL banner took everything. That was the 2019, I think spring of 2019. They won it all. 2020 was a COVID year, and they had already went on bankrupt, I believe, by that time. So anyway, I specialize in spring football for you guys that want that type of an opportunity to come in and try to get a job in spring football at any level. You can give me a call, and I can help you out. However, there is a fee for my service. You can DM me for more information on that, but I mean, I do have it posted at the top of my page on how much it costs to work with me. But whatever I charge, you guys can make it back in season. At one season in most cases, maybe two seasons, one and a half season, you know, meaning like you won't have to play no more than 2 years in at that level to make your investment back working with me. Like I said, depending on what level I can start you at, you can make it back in one season. But it just depends on where I can start you at. And that's not on me. That's based on your talent. You have to jump off the page to these coaches. As promised, let me get off into some scores for the NBA. Let me get off into some scores real quick. Excuse me one second. I got to wet my throat here. All right, let's get off into some scores here. I apologize. I had to get off mic for a second, people. When you're doing these shows by yourself, you got to be adjusting thermostats. You got to be the engineer, studio engineer. And when I say studio engineer, I'm not just talking about running the show. I'm talking about all things as far as soundproofing, heat and cold. You got to be the secretary making your own coffee. You got to be the audio engineer, audio engineer, audio director, stage manager. You got to do everything. And I am trained in all positions on a live broadcast. I am trained in all positions on a live broadcast and live broadcast TV and live broadcast radio as well. Trained in all positions. But it's hard when you're doing these shows by yourself. Like I said, when my throat get dry, I got to get up and get me some water, got to get off mic instead of having my news desk director, which I put out a call ad for a direct news director. Had one gentleman, he did inquire about it, but he's the only one that inquired about it, and I hadn't heard much from him since. But anyway, we're going to get off into some NBA scores. The Charlotte Hornets win 144-138 over the Hawks. The Cleveland Cavaliers win 117-109 over the Spurs. The Utah Jazz win 123-117 over the Pacers. See what else we got here. I'm trying to scroll up here to see the rest of my scores. We had the Rockets. I'm sorry, we had the Philadelphia 76ers. They win 123-104 over the Rockets. Again, the Philadelphia 76ers win 123-104 over the Houston Rockets. The Denver Nuggets win 112-108 over the Miami Heat. Nikola Jokic had 27 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. And Jimmy Butler for the Heat had 24 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. That was a close one. The New York Knicks win 124-106 over the Brooklyn Nets. We had Jalen Brunson with 40 points. Dinwiddie
had 28 points for the Nets. Who else we have here? We got the Orlando Magic, 100-91 over the Chicago Bulls. The Orlando Magic win 100-91 over the Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine had 26 points. Fultz had 18 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists for the Magic. In other NBA news, we had the New Orleans Pelicans win 103-100 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, the New Orleans Pelicans win 103-100 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Brandon Ingram had 34 points, and Williams for the Thunder had 2.7 rebounds. Again, Brandon Ingram had 34 points for the Pelicans. And in other NBA scores, we had the Timberwolves 124. Timberwolves win 124-121 over the Dallas Mavericks. The Minnesota Timberwolves win 124-121 over the Dallas Mavericks. And Anthony Edwards had 32 points for the Timberwolves, and Kyrie Irving had 36.6 assists for the Mavericks. I believe Kyrie scored about 26 points in the fourth quarter. But like I said, him and Luka Doncic are still trying to find their chemistry. Like we said earlier, Kyrie Irving was trying to – Luka gave him the ball. Then he tried to get a ball back to Luka. Then Luka gave the ball back to him, I believe. And then Kyrie Irving just couldn't get another pass off or another shot up before time ran out. Just saying Kyrie and Luka can't get a shot off in final seconds. They just couldn't get the shot off. But Kyrie Irving said, you know, he took the responsibility. He said it was on him. He did apologize to all the Dallas Mavericks fans. He said they're going to get it together, and, you know, it's going to be better. He's not going to make that mistake again. So I think that they're just going through the new guy follies. And, you know, the new guy comes in. He's like, well, I'm going to make sure that the star of the team gets his shot, gets the last shot, gets to his spot, get the last shot. I did see Luka on his spot at the three-point line, but I think Kyrie Irving was trying to drive to the basket and then try to give another pass off to somebody else because I think the lane might have got clogged up and they just couldn't get a shot off. But anyway, again, Anthony Edwards had 32 points in a big win. Timberwolves win 124-121 over the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and Kyrie Irving. The Golden State Warriors win 135-126 over the Washington Wizards. Again, the Golden State Warriors win 135-126 over the Washington Wizards. And last in NBA scores, we have the Portland Trailblazers win 127-115 over the Los Angeles Lakers. Again, the Portland Trailblazers win 127-115 over the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis had 19 points, 20 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And Damian Lillard, Dame Time, had 40 points, 6 rebounds. For the Lakers, we got to get Anthony Davis up into that 40-point range. He has to score 40-48 points for the Lakers to come out victorious most nights. Saying Damian Lillard goes off for 40 to lead the Trailblazers past the Lakers. Damian Lillard goes off for 40 points to lead the Trailblazers past the Lakers. I just really feel like Anthony Davis scoring 19 points. I mean, he had 20 rebounds. That's great. 3 blocks. That's great. It's the point scoring. You got to feed AD. The ball got to be in AD's hand. That's just the bottom line, Lakers. You got to let AD get the ball. He got to get to a spot. He got to play down low. He got to do a little bit of everything. But you got to get the ball in AD's hand right now with LeBron James being out. That's your best player and your best option. To be honest, he's your best option with LeBron James on the court. LeBron James is the better player. But LeBron James is trying to, you know, get AD to that point where he can take this team over. And so I think that, you know, he's your best option with LeBron James on the court because LeBron James is, in most cases, I feel, going to always defer to Anthony Davis. He wants Anthony Davis to step all the way up and take over and to try to take care of his body and stay healthy. So we'll see how that goes. The Lakers are currently 26-32. Look like they're about, what, 6 games out of 500. They still got a chance going into the All-Star break. You know, they're only 6 games out of 500. The goal is to at least get to 500 and they give yourself a chance. All right, let's get off into some NCAA men's and women's scores. Let's see who we got here. Just trying to get my scores up so I can get them all out to you guys while I'm in this segment of the show, trying to get everything out between the last 15 minutes of the first hour and the first 15 minutes of the second hour, try to get everything out to you guys. So just bear with me. We have in yesterday's scores, we had Texas Tech winners, 74-67 over number six, Texas. Again, Texas Tech winners, 74-67. They defeat number six, Texas. Also, we had number nine, Baylor winners, 79-67 over West Virginia. Again, number nine, Baylor winners, 79-67 over West Virginia. And we had number 15, Miami winners, 80-72 over North Carolina. Number 15, Miami winners, 80-72 over North Carolina in NCAA men's action from yesterday. Tonight, we're going to have couple games tonight here. We have tonight, we're going to have number 18 Creighton against number 24 Providence tonight in men's action. Number 23 North Carolina State against Syracuse tonight in men's NCAA action. And we'll have number 5 Kansas against Oklahoma State in NCAA men's action. And we'll have number 12 Kansas taking on Oklahoma in NCAA men's action. So that'll be tonight. Let's look at what's going on with our women's in the women's scores. Check on my girls, check on my women, LSU. See where they at. Look like they lost to South Carolina, number one South Carolina. They kind of put them in a pickle. Tonight for women's action, we're going to have Creighton against number six UConn. Again, tonight we'll have Creighton against number six UConn in women's action. And we'll have number 14 Villanova against St. John's in NCAA women's action. Texas Tech against number 15 Oklahoma in NCAA women's action. And we'll have number 7 Iowa against Wisconsin in NCAA women's action. Let's see what we had our scores from yesterday for the women on Tuesday night. See what scores we had. We didn't have any games yesterday for NCAA women. They took the night off. They probably was just like the late night dog having kind of the day off from all the Super Bowl action, maybe. But let's go to our NHL scores, National Hockey League, see who we got tonight in action. Okay, tonight in action, we're going to have the Blackhawks against the Canadiens tonight. We're going to have the Hurricanes against the Capitals tonight. We'll have the Devils against the Blue Jackets tonight. We're going to have the Senators against the Islanders tonight. And we'll have the Panthers against the Blues tonight. We'll have the Seattle Kraken against the Jets tonight. We'll have the Bruins taking on the Dallas Stars tonight. We'll have the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Colorado Avalanche tonight. We'll have the Pittsburgh Penguins in action against the San Jose Sharks. Again, we'll have the San Jose Sharks against the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Colorado Avalanche against the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll have the Dallas Stars taking on the Boston Bruins. We'll have the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Seattle Kraken. We'll have the St. Louis Blues taking on the Florida Panthers. We'll have the New York Islanders taking on the Senators. We'll have the Columbus Blue Jackets taking on the New Jersey Devils. We'll have the Capitals taking on the Hurricanes. We'll have the Canadiens taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That's all in NHL action. For tonight, NHL action for tonight. Let's see if we had any scores from Monday, and we should have, but I did see them earlier on the monitor. Yesterday, we had the Senators winners 4-3 over the Flames. Senators winners 4-3 over the Flames, and we had the Panthers winners 2-1 over the Wild. Panthers winners 2-1 over the Wild in NHL action. We had the Coyotes winners 4-2 over the Predators. Coyotes winners 4-2 over the Predators. We had the Red Wings winners 6-1 over the Canucks. Red Wings winners 6-1 over the Canucks. And we had the LA Kings winners 5-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. Winners
Kings, I'm sorry, LA Kings winners 5-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. Again, the LA Kings were winners 5-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. That's all of our NHL scores. Let's see. I want to go into some Major League Baseball. I had some information pulled up for my San Diego Padres. We made some moves. And we acquired a pitcher for the San Diego Padres. I do know that. I can't find the article, but we did. There we go. San Diego Padres agree with right-handed pitcher Michael Washa. San Diego Padres agree with right-handed pitcher Michael Washa. Governor wants to give the Brewers nearly $300 million to repair their stadium. The governor wants to give the Brewers nearly $300 million to repair their stadium. Well, that's awfully nice of them. what else we got here? That's pretty much what I got right now for Major League Baseball. It's still early, so I'm still getting in. This thing for Major League Baseball is spring camp is open. So we're just, got to give it some time to let a lot of these stories develop for spring training camp. But, the San Diego Padres acquired right-handed pitcher Michael Washa. Michael Washa, I believe I'm saying his name right. If I'm not, call in the 515-602-9687 to correct me. All right, for everybody that's tuning in, you're tuning in to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Our topic for today, Major League Spring Training Camp is open. The host of the Bay Pro Armchair Quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered but not limited to will be Spring Training Camp for Major League Baseball, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, Dallas Mavericks and scores and breaking news from NFL, NBA, NHL, and NCAA Men's and Women's Top 25 Basketball. I believe I've done a good job in going over everything like that. So from this point on, I'll be just talking about some stuff coming across the monitor. Like right now, Aaron Rodgers remains undecided about NFL future. He's currently right now, I think he went through a two-week retreat in darkness, probably drinking a lot of ayahuasca tea, doing a sweat or something like that, burning some white sage, trying to get all the evil spirits away and everything so he can come back with a clear mind and make a decision on what he's going to do moving forward with his career. It's been talks that the Jets are asking about his availability to take an interview and things of that nature. So Aaron Rodgers may decide to do the team a favor so they can unload him and be able to get some more players in there and stay up under the salary cap by unloading him. At the same time, he could possibly go and be the quarterback for the Jets. The Jets have a good defense. They just need a quarterback for their offense. I think they got a good offense too, but they just need a quarterback because the problem at quarterback was their problem last year. So it's a lot of talks right now. What is Aaron Rodgers going to do? What is the great one, Aaron Rodgers? What is he going to do? And I believe Aaron Rodgers is a guy that's won two MVPs back-to-back in the last couple of years. So they want to know what his intentions are. I think the Jets is a good landing spot for him because they need a quarterback. Green Bay has a quarterback in waiting, and who is that? Love. They have Love is waiting, and that's fitting because it's Valentine's Day. So on Valentine's Day, you got Love in waiting for their quarterback position in Green Bay. So if Aaron Rodgers decides to move forward, Love will just take over. For some reason, I can't think of Love's first name this morning. I apologize out there to all my listeners that I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. But anyway, you got Love is waiting on Aaron Rodgers pretty much to ride off into the sunset or go to another team like the New York Jets if that's possible, if he decides to do that. But right now, currently, Aaron Rodgers is not talking to anybody that I know of because I believe he said he's checking out for 2 weeks to go into a darkness retreat. He needs darkness. So he's trying to get his mind clear on his life and what he needs to do career-wise as well, I'm quite sure. So
You know, we'll wait to hear from him once he comes out of his darkness retreat. I'm quite sure all the media will be outside that tent waiting to get an answer once he comes out of there, and all, you know, from that sweat and everything like that. The media, ESPN, and all these media experts, media companies, they'll be out there waiting on his answer. You never know. The late night dog might even travel out there and be waiting to try to sneak me a little interview. And, hey, Aaron, where are you going? What did you decide? What did your 2 weeks of darkness reveal to you? I may even go out there and be waiting. Get me some kind of press pass to get out there and represent the Stokers and Bill Radio Show at the retreat, at the darkness retreat. But we'll see what happens. But with that being said, we're going to go off into another music mix real quick so the late night dog can get some more coffee and wet his throat so he can continue on through the rest of the show and try to put on the best product, put out the best product I can. So with that being said, let's go off into some more music mix. We'll be right back. So I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog. Today's live in the early morning the radio show. Breaking news is today we had Shane Steeshine has gotten hired as the head coach. He was the former offensive coordinator for the NFC champs, Philadelphia Eagles. So Shane Steeshine. He's the new head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Colts hire former Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steeshine as the head coach. Again, Colts hire former Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steeshine as head coach. They're saying Indianapolis had 8 different starting quarterbacks since 2018. Again, Indianapolis had 8 different starting quarterbacks since 2018. So it looked like they're going to be in the market in the draft for a quarterback. Like I tell everybody, you know, Don't look over those FCS guys. You had the Jackrabbits of South Dakota University, SDU. They Jackrabbits. They looking for it. Well, they had a quarterback that won the thing. So I figured that, you know, I'm just saying, Indianapolis Colts, Shane Steeshine, new head coach and the general manager there. And the owner, their well-known owner there, I forgot his name off the top of my head, but they need out the coach, the owner, and the general manager. Start looking down in the FCS playoffs for you a good quarterback. You know, they had a good quarterback, I believe, at Sac State. Had a good quarterback at Incarnate Word, the Word. They had a good quarterback, of course, for North Dakota State, of course, all the time, and South Dakota. So, I mean, look down up in there for you, get you a good solid FCS quarterback. You probably can get one of those in like about the after the fourth round for dirt cheap. You know, get you one from down there and he'll probably pay off for you. Try to find you a Carson Wentz. Try to find you a diamond in the rough. Try to find you a Carson Wentz. You know, but more than likely you guys will go after Bryce Young, last year's Heisman Trophy winner. You'll probably go after Bryce Young from Alabama. But don't get me wrong. If you can get Ohio State's quarterback, C.J. Stroud, that'd be a hell of a pickup, trying to pick up C.J. Stroud. So that might make sense, too. I don't know what the salary cap or what the how many picks that the Colts have early to get a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young. I don't know where they are. I know they're not a good team, so they could be picking early. But it just, you know, the way these things go, it's really not about your record anymore. It's about all these deals that you've made over the years. Would somebody give up a pick for 2024? We give you 2 first-round picks for 2029 and all this other stuff. And when you're losing and you need to rebuild, you're already in debt. You're already in debt to another team, and the team will tell you, hey, you know, check this out. This is what you're going to do. You're going to pick this player or that player or however it goes. I think in the NBA, they more so do it like this. Say, all right, you know, with your pick, you're going to pick this guy and trade him to us. That's the deal. But in the NFL, I think they just say, hey, you just got the pick. When it's, you know, you're going to take our pick and pick who you want. So either way it goes, like, you know, these teams, in definitely in the NBA and the NFL, some of these teams, you're already in debt. When you start losing, you're in debt and you can't rebuild because you're already indebted to another team. But anyway, yeah, so who we got here? Then the Ravens hire Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Ravens hire Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Monken served as Georgia offensive coordinator for the last three seasons. Monken served as Georgia's offensive coordinator for the last three seasons. The Ravens hired Todd Monken as their offensive coordinator. If DC calls in, that's going to be real interesting because he had been screaming for their offensive coordinator to get up out of there, you know. And so now you got a college champion coordinator. I think he's been on two national championship teams. So, yeah. You know, that kind of makes, you know, them, you know, that'll be good news for DC. I guess he'll be happy when they call in because now you got the right offensive coordinator to help Lamar Jackson do what he needs to do. Also in news over the monitor, they're still talking about Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. They're still talking about that, you know, about what happened last night. They want to know if, are they going to finally be able to get it together? Are they going to be able to play together? They're saying Luka Doncic don't move well without the ball. He needs the ball in his hand to be effective. They're saying Kyrie Irving can move with the ball or without the ball. So I say in my opinion, let Luka Doncic go ahead and continue to be the point guard, point forward. Let him go ahead and be the point forward. Let Kyrie get to a spot. Just let Kyrie get to a spot and let Luka dish the ball to him, and everything should work out just fine. But they just got to figure out how to make this thing work without, you know, deferring to each other. Cause right now, I believe they're deferring to each other. Luka don't want to take over the game and make Kyrie feel like he's not a member of the team. Like, this my team, you an outsider. I think he's doing his best not to be that guy. But at the same time, Kyrie is like, well, you know, I ain't never really been, in my opinion, he could be thinking, I've never been like a leader type. I'm just a baller. Just, you know, just feed me the ball and I'm fine. I don't have to take the last shot. I'm fine, you know, letting you take the last shot. But Kyrie did put up 26 points, I believe, in the fourth quarter. But, you know, they dropped it 124-121. Anthony Edwards had a heck of a game. I think he put up 30-plus last night. I think he put up 30 at least. I think Kyrie put up 36 total. But, yeah. 32.5 rebounds for Anthony Edwards, and the Timberwolves win over Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. Timberwolves defeat the Magic. They outlasted them. So anyway, I think those guys will be okay. But of course, you know, in the media, they're going to make it a big deal. They're going to make it a big deal about, oh, well, those two guys can't play together. It's going to be a disaster. No, I see the Dallas Mavericks against the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference championship. I see the Dallas Mavericks. You heard it here first, people. I see the Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, going to the Western Conference championship against the Denver Nuggets, Jokic and Murray. That's what you heard it here first. That's the Western Conference championship. Anyway, we've covered everything from NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, top 25, NCAA men's and women's action. We've covered everything. I'm going to take some time to get off into some spring football stuff. If you'd like to work with me, you can go to my Twitter page at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran. And then it's capital S-P-O-R-T-S, Ferran Sports on my Twitter page. And posted at the top of my Twitter page is all the prices to work with me. I'm going to quit saying it on the air because I want you to go to the page and then investigate everything that I do on my page. I stay pretty current on everything that I'm putting out to people. So all you have to do is just basically go to my Twitter page and scroll down and try to see my pricing, try to see what I do, how I do it, who I've worked with, and, you know, try to get a feel for me so you can feel comfortable spending your money, and that's fine. I know everybody has to have a comfort in spending their money. I just spent a grip of money the other night, Saturday night, on some product.
And then when I say a grip of money, it was a grip. So I do realize that in life, if you want quality, you got to pay for it. If you want a quality service or a quality product, you got to pay for it. And I'm trying to teach this to a lot of our young men, especially our young African-American men. Because unfortunately, and I'm going to say this, you know, it's Black History Month, so I can kind of like talk to us. I can talk to us, you know, it's Black History Month, and I want us to get better during Black History Month. I think that across the board, at home and in college, and in the pro developmental level of pro sports, we need to talk to our young men and women, our young African American men and women, about self investment and investment in general. Investing your money, investing your dollars in the stock market, investing your seed money into your own business venture, investing your seed money into your career when it comes down to athletics. And I'm just taking the time to go over this because our young African American men and women, a lot of us come from broken homes, and a lot of us come from homes that are just less than lower middle class, meaning you're not in the middle class tax bracket at all, upper or lower, but you're below that middle class level, and so you could be considered below the poverty line, or poor right at the poverty line, at the poverty line or below the poverty line. And when you're in that situation, then trust me, I've been there. You're always in your mindset, you're thinking, I need to find somebody that can help me. And I understand the thinking because I grew up in the projects back in Monroe, Louisiana, Burke Jones Lane housing projects. Look them up. Down on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Look it up. Burke Jones Lane housing projects on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Monroe, Louisiana. And Martin Luther King Boulevard used to be Burke Jones Lane's, just be Burke Jones Lane's Avenue, I believe. But anyway, I grew up in the Burke Jones Lane's housing project, so I understand about being on welfare, being on food stamps, not having enough money to do what you need to do to get, you know, being on the CETA program, JTPA program, trying to get a job after school as a janitor, picking up paper, mopping floors, doing things like that, just so I can earn me a paycheck and earn a living, you know, just earn a living. So I understand what it's like to be at the poverty line. I understand that when I was a teenager, I wanted to have money to take boxing lessons, do martial arts. So in some cases, I needed stuff to play football, like getting the physical and different things like that. And you try to depend on the school to help you, or you depend on the coaches, you know, to help you. Like when I took martial arts, I didn't have $40 a month. That's pennies. But I didn't have $40 a month. So they told me you can cut the grass. Now, I never cut the grass because they never brought the lawnmower out, or somebody had already done it before I could pay off my debt. But I had coaches that just taught me because I was there every day. I was there every day waiting on them, hardly ever late. I wanted the knowledge of martial arts. It was a dream of mine to become a great martial artist. I didn't have the money to pay for it, but somebody gave me the money. They didn't give me the money, but what they did was they allowed me to come and participate as a young black teenage African-American kid. And you know, I went to school with one of the sensei's twin sons. I went to school with them and played football with them. And they told me, come over, man. We'll teach you. We'll work with you. And I went over there and, you know, they taught me, you know. The students taught me, the teachers taught me. But I didn't have the money to pay my dues. So I understand, you know, the dysphoria, if I'm saying it right, the dysphoria of the African-American teenage and young adult experience when it comes down to self-investment. We've been taught from an early age that the way you get things done is to depend on someone else to do it for you. Now, don't get me wrong. It was a blessing that somebody allowed me to come and take lessons and they didn't charge me. We worked it out today. They let me work off my debt.
But again, they didn't enforce it like they could have. For whatever reason, they didn't enforce it. And I was able to learn, and then I moved on and went to the U.S. Navy. When I came to the U.S. Navy, I wanted to box. There was another goal of mine, to learn how to box. I got to San Diego, California, found the right trainer, the right gym. My trainer was an Olympic bronze medalist. Yes, my trainer was an Olympic bronze medalist in boxing, and he had was in the Olympics with George Foreman on the same team. And he also moved on to train, help train Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Stalling, so many other ones in the Pan American Games. Aaron Pryor, he worked with all of those guys in the Pan Am Games for boxing. It was $40 a month for your dues. I was in the Navy, and at that point, I didn't have an excuse not to pay it. I had to pay my $40 a month, and I think I did that because I don't see no reason why I wouldn't have. So all I'm saying is that at some point in life, even though when you're young, when you're a young African-American kid that's at the poverty line or below the poverty line, not in a middle-class situation, you know, when you're growing up, you have a lot of people, teachers, coaches, trainers, that'll just help you out because they know you don't have it. And that's the blessing in life when you're a child. But when you go to college, now you're in college, you got an education, you're getting your student loan money, you're getting your scholarship money, and all these different things. Everything is provided to you at your school. So it's like, you at that point, you have to be smarter about your money moving forward. Meaning, if you got student loan money, how about saving some of that student loan money, putting it away for a rainy day rather than just blowing through all your money? Because you don't, if you're trying to play sports, once you graduate, there is no school or no college program, whatever sport you play, be it man or woman, there is no program out there that's going to help you pay for anything post-college. I'm trying to tell you. Now, in college, I understand that before the NIL deals, they wouldn't allow you to work or earn any money, you know, things like that. I get that because if you're on scholarship, you're supposed to be studying and playing your sport, and whatever they give you is what you're supposed to have, is what you need. I get that. But at the same time, when it all comes down to it, you know, the reality of all of this stuff is that after college, you have to pay for your own stuff. And I'm telling all of you guys that are in college right now and going to be graduating after you play your, all you guys and girls out there that are young men and young women out there that are in your, coming up on your senior year. I'm telling you, you need to put up some of your student loan money, some of your scholarship money, put up some of that stuff, definitely your student loan money anyway, your grants, your loans, put that stuff up because you're going to need money to further your career. Whether it's you got to pay for a workout, you got to pay to travel to a workout, you got to pay for your hotel room when you travel to a workout, pay for your meals when you get to your workout and everything like that. This stuff is not given to you after college. Your college program is not your pro program, or it's not your pro opportunity. So I'm trying to do some of that money that you guys get for your student loans and your grants, put a lot of that money up because I was in college once before too, and I know my grant money would be like $5,000. Then my student loan money would be like $5,000. Grant money would be another $3,000. So you could be sitting up with about anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 in your pocket for a student loan and applying for any grants that your state might have for you. But what do you do with that money as a young adult? I'm telling you, if you're playing sports, you need to be putting that money away because when you come out of college, you're going to have, if you're not a highly sought out individual in sports, meaning you didn't go to a blue blood basketball school, you didn't go to a SEC baseball school, you didn't go to a Power Five football program. And if you find yourself playing and graduating from an NAIA program, a Division III, Division II NCAA program, or a FCS, a non-playoff contender, or HBCU school, you're going to need money to further your career. And there's plenty of people out there like myself that has opportunities for you to move your, to advance your career. But unfortunately, life requires money. So in my case, this is my profession. A lot of guys will look at me and say, man, well, why you charge this and why you charge that? Why you charge so much? Because this is my profession. And in each individual that pays me, the only thing you're paying me is maybe two paychecks out of a year. Meaning I could have made in two paydays, I can make what you're paying me from contract to contract. Meaning you only paying me one time till we move you up to another level. I mean, if you pay me what I'm asking for at one level, I don't charge you until you get to the next level of higher pay. You will pay me initially, then when we come to a higher contract, we'll renegotiate, and you'll pay me at that level. It's level to level with me. So I'm only making from you a month's worth of pay, and it's 12 months in a year. I'm only making off of you a month worth of pay. But you guys will swear that, oh, he charging so much, he getting rich off us. I'm not getting nowhere near rich off y'all. Half the time when I get paid for my service, it's going on my rent. It's going on my car note. It's going to my groceries. It's going to my cell phone bill, my internet bill to keep this business going. You guys aren't paying me life-changing money. And my service is actually worth more than what I'm currently charging right now. But I'm charging what I'm charging right now because I want to make it convenient enough for you to make your money back at the pro-developmental level. So all I'm saying is that we got us, you know, you as an African American, whether you're a teenager in high school listening to this, whether you are a college athlete listening to this, be it man or woman. Man or woman, boy or girl, I'm trying to tell you, at some level in your athletics career, you are going to be required to invest in yourself if you're not a highly sought out talent or if you don't have the relationships already built to get you in the door. You're going to need to use my service or a service like the one I offer to get you in the right situation to prolong your athletics career. You're probably gonna find yourself needing to take the necessary steps to make it to the level, to get you closest to the level that you desire to be at. You can't work with people like myself if you don't have a mindset of self-investment. A lot of people want to call me and say, hey, man, why you just can't give it to me, help me out and make it on the back end? People, there is no such thing as the back end. There is no back end. No one knows where you're going to end up at. And you don't appreciate something when you don't have any skin in the game. Meaning if you don't have anything that you've invested into your career, you're not going to appreciate me doing something for you for free. You're not going to appreciate it whether I do it for free or somebody else do it for free. You're not going to appreciate it. It's not going to be a big, because it's not going to have any value to you. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't appreciate anything that doesn't cost a lot. I don't know what it is about the human psyche, but if it's not a high price tag on it, most people don't want it. Or when they get it, they don't value it because it's like, oh, I just spent $100. Then on the other hand, even if I ask you for a lot of you for $100, your mindset is so conditioned with people giving you stuff and you're not investing in yourself. You'll say, oh, I don't have $100 or I'll get it, but it's going to take me a couple months to get $100. How does it take you a couple months to get $100? How does it take you a couple months to get $100? These are the things that I'm trying to teach to you on my radio platform. Because these are the things that you need to know. After college, no one is giving you anything. No one's giving you any meal cards. No one is giving you housing. No one is giving you any of this stuff until you get signed to a pro team. And then some of those things are either awarded to you being the fact that they pay you enough to pay for it, or they're things that are part of your contract because it's just part of the contract at that level. Like if I get you on a pro-developmental indoor arena team, they provide housing, they provide meals, and they provide the workers' comp if you get hurt. that's part of the contract at the pro developmental football level, because they don't pay a whole lot. So you can't afford those things usually on your own, meaning the housing and the meals. So they provide the housing and the meals, and they pay you a check of a stipend of $225 or so a game, anywhere from $180, $200, $225, $400 a game, depending on what level you pay at, play at. When the AFL comes back, they'll probably be paying like $1,100, $1,200 a game, something like that, because they're the highest level of football that's played indoors. So it just depends on where you land at, but housing and meals are always provided, and the opportunity to get your film. But if you go to the higher level, like the NFL, CFL, they're paying you enough money to pay that stuff on your own. So you're not going to get it from them, because they're paying you enough money to attain those things on your own. Housing, you can pay for your own housing, you can pay for your own food and all that stuff. And you still have your workers' comp insurance if you get hurt, because that's just the union rules for the league. You're going to have that. They got to take care of you if you get injured. That's just the way it goes. It's like on any other job. If you got disability and you got workers' compensation, that's what happens when you get hurt providing a service to your employer. But anyway, I'm just trying to take a minute to speak to you about self-investment and the African-American dysphoria. We've been taught all throughout history since post-slavery the barter and trade system, meaning a favor for a favor, meaning like, hey, if you give me a rabbit, I'll give you a fish. Like the Indians used to go to the trading post. Give me a fur and I'll give you some trinket. You know, give me a deer and I'll give you 10 heads of fish. That's not how corporate America works though, people. But us blacks, post-slavery, that's how we was doing business with each other. Instead of having cash, we would say, okay, Brother John over here, he went out hunting, he got a deer. He may give me that deer for a piglet. That's not how business in corporate America works. America is a capitalistic society. It's about money. It's about money. It's not about performing a service for a service or trading a deer for a pig, trading a fish for a chicken. It doesn't work like that. You can't go to the doctor and say, oh, I got a bag of apples, like the farmers used to do back in the day. Watch Little House on the Prairie, like they used to do in Walnut Grove. When they go see Doc Baker, they'll take him a bag of apples and oranges, or take him a dozen eggs, you know, for him to treat a sore throat. And back in the day, the old farmers they used to do that because, you know, people were poor. But we're talking about, as time has went on in America, our young African-American kids still have the mentality of, well, when I was in high school, my coach gave me this, or the church clergy gave me that, or the people in my church riding around me to help me get to a camp. That's when you're a young teenager, because people care about kids. I get it. Somebody cared about me, like I told you earlier. Someone cared about me too. I'm not knocking you for that. When you're a kid in high school, you need some help, and your parents just don't have it. I'm not knocking you for using resources. But when you go to college, I'm just trying to tell you, when you're in college and you're getting all this student loan money that you got to pay back, you need to put some of that money up. Because if you're going to a small school program, you're going to be an overlooked athlete, be it NCAA, NAIA, whatever. If you're at a low level of sport and you're not a highly thought out player, you're going to need money for travel to get to the combines, the workouts. You're going to need money for your hotel room. You're going to need money for food when you get there. You're going to need money for to use somebody's service like mine to get you evaluated. A service like mine to get you a look, to get you some exposure. You're going to need money. My company's focuses on getting you exposure, putting your resume and film on the right desk so you can have an opportunity. That's what I do. If you want to work with me, my service is $2,400 a month. And you can go to my Twitter page and look at it if you forget the numbers here. Go to my Twitter page at Ferrand Sports, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. and you'll see the prices posted at the top. It's $2,400 to work with me at this level. That $2,400 can be broken down into an installment plan. Put down $1,200 total, and then, put down $1,200 initial payment. If you can, I'll take $1,200 of the $24, and the $1,200 remaining, you can pay over a period of a year, $100 a month. The way that works is at 3 months, if I haven't got any payment, at 3 months, I'll give you a warning of cancellation of service. And if you get to the 6 month mark and I don't have, and you're not caught up on your payments, I'll tell you that the service has been canceled. If you decide to come back and work with me, you'll come back and start over at the beginning with $2,400. And that $2,400, there will not be an installment plan in place, but what will be in place is the option for you to just pay the $2,400 total, and we can continue to work. That's to encourage you to go ahead and pay your installment plan, or the easiest way to do it, pay the $2,400 up front in the first place, and you don't have to worry about keeping up on installment payments. Just pay the $2,400. Again, whatever I charge you, you can make your money back within a season or within 2 seasons max based on what league you're playing with. If you go up to when Arena One AFL comes back, you can make that back in a game or two, depending on what they're paying every week. So that's how much it costs to work with me. Then I'll take your film and I'll have you build your film and your resume, and I'll take that film and resume and your photos, send it to the right people, put it on the right desk to get you a professional football opportunity, to get you a professional football experience. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. Late Night Dog got to go out and do a little bit of things out in the street. Got to go out and run some errands, basically. But I'm going to go ahead on and leave you with this. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. Again, there's only one race. That's the human race. Be light, not dark. Be light, not darkness. Be the light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Again, be love, not hate. Pray for peace around the world. Pray that this war in Ukraine stops. Pray for the people over in Turkey and Syria that just went through this massive tragic earthquake. Pray for those people over there. Pray that the recovery efforts continue and that they find people still alive. Pray for those people that are trapped. Pray that God keeps their mind and their mental intact. Keep them physically intact. Pray for the people that just went through this massive, tragic earthquake in Syria and Turkey. That earthquake opened up the world, opened up the earth. If you could just see the pictures that they showed on the news yesterday, it opened up the earth into a canyon. Nature is powerful, people. With that being said, make sure you guys get your flu shots. Because it is flu season still. It's still cold in a lot of parts of the United States and the world. Get your flu shots. Get your COVID-19 boosters. Make sure you keep your mask on in crowded areas. Keep your hand sanitizer handy to keep your hands clean. With that being said, we're going to set black and fade off. I'll see you guys tomorrow, God willing. Again, I apologize for missing post-Super Bowl Sunday, missing yesterday. But with that being said, the Late Night Dog will try to do better. But I'm here today, and I plan to be here tomorrow, God be willing. Stokes and Beer Radio Show can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokes and Beer Radio Show is broadcast live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And right now it's 9:49 a.m., 54 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy here in San Diego. To all the lovers, again, happy Valentine's Day. Stay safe out there while you're out celebrating Valentine's Day with your loved ones. And again, be love, not hate. With that being said, we're going to set black and fade all, and I'll see you tomorrow, God willing. Have a great day. Set black, fade all.